This shiur is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Chaim Yisocha ben Chaya Moshka, to our dear friend Chaim Feigenbaum, and I also request that anybody hearing this shiur have kavona. It should also be the Refuah Shleima for Dr. Belzon, our dear friend, Yitzchok Yankov ben Bas Yisora, and for a young woman that needs Rachamei Shemayim Merubim Rochel Yehudis Bas Menche Zisel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send them all a Refuah Shleima L'Ramach Evareim V'Shesag Yideim V'Shedav Eriches Yomem with their families. The topic we will be discussing today is a very interesting one. In Parshas Vayishlach, at the beginning of the Parsha, Yankov says, Im lo ben garti, Rashi explains, the source of this Rashi is in Medrash, Im lo ben garti v'taryag mitzvah shomarti v'lo lamadati memasov haroim. Obviously, the interpretation is garti. Garti is the same letters as taryag. So, Yankov says, taryag mitzvah shomarti v'lo lamadati memasov haroim. There is a major discussion between the Rishayim and whether the other Sigdoshim had a din Yisroel or a din B'nai Noyach. The Mishnah HaMelech wrote a special sefer, and most of the sefer deals with this interesting question. The sefer Proshes Drochim, that's one of the great svarim of the Mishnah HaMelech. And without going in depth into this discussion, just bearing in mind that there is a machlokes whether the Ovis had a din Yisroel or a din B'nai Noyach. If they had a din Yisroel, we understand the essence of Taryag Mitzvah Shomarti. Chazal actually say twice in Shas, in Kiddushin Pei Beis and in Yomid Af Chof Ches, Kiem Avrom Avinu Korato Rekula Ad Sheloi Nitno. However, in Tshuvas HaRamohi argues, that is only Avraham Avinu, not necessarily Yitzchok and Yankov, and the Ramah deals with a very well-known question. Yankov married two sisters, Shnei Achoyos. However, Rashi makes it very clear that Yankov himself says, Taryag Mitzvah Shomarti. So obviously, Avraham Avinu was not the only one to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs before they were given. He passed on this legacy to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak to Yankov, Yankov to the Shvotim, and obviously, from the days of the Ovis till Matan Torah, there were many great individuals that were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Sheloi Nigno. What we will be discussing today is an examination of Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam has a tremendous Chiddush, three times B'Kisvei HaRambam. The Gentiles, non-Jews, if they wish, they could partake in our mitzvahs. Not Sheva mitzvah Sehem, not Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but rather Taryag mitzvahs. And if they perform these mitzvahs, they will receive award. They will be awarded by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There is significance when a goy is Mekayim mitzvahs that are not his, but rather Taryag mitzvahs. The Rambam writes this Yesoid in Perek Yud of Hilchas Malachim Malach Yud. Perek Yud of Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam discusses all the dinim of Bnei Noach. And in Malach Yud, the Rambam writes, a non-Jew that wishes to perform a mitzvah, we do not prevent him from performing the mitzvah ki hilchoso. As long as he doesn't take it upon himself as an obligation, ve'enoi mechadesh das. Chazal say that goyim, non-Jews, are prohibited from learning Torah or observing Shabbos. Nochrish Shoshavas Chayiv Misa, Nochrish Yosik B'Torah Chayiv Misa. According to the Rambam, these two mitzvahs are exceptions, but the general rule is, if a goy wants to mimikayim other mitzvahs, we would not prevent him. Obviously meaning that he is entitled to the mitzvahs and to their award. This is obvious once again in Hilchas Mila, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, in the din of Ein Merapim, Ein Malin Ve'ein Muridin. However, if a goy wants to do circumcision, not for medical reasons, not for health benefit, but to be Mekayim a mitzvah, we would not prevent that. Once again, it is obvious if we wouldn't prevent it, that means that there is significance to his mitzvah, and he will partake in Kabbalah's Hasachar. Many have a mistaken understanding of the case of Mishnah on this path, as if the case of Mishnah means to say, we're dealing with Milas Gerus. That is a total mistake. And the reason I say it's a mistake is for two reasons. One, the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Mila makes it very clear that the Kavon of the Rambam is L'shem Mitzvah Smila, not L'shem Geiris. Number two, if the Kavon of the Rambam is Geiris, that's a Pshitas. What's the Revusa? Don't we know that there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Seger? Does the Rambam have to say that if he's Mechaven L'shem Mila, then we are entitled to be Mal and non-Jew? Geiris is a mitzvah. Kabbalah Seger is a mitzvah. The Rambam writes L'shem Mila, not L'shem Geiris. And the third reason, actually, is the Pe'er Ador. Choose the Rambam Pe'er Ador, Simesamach. The Rambam makes it very clear. If a non-Jew wants to do Mila, not in the context of Gerus, but rather L'shem Mitzvah Mila, we do not prevent it. We actually cooperate. We bill Mal him, and he will receive Sechar. If there's any question in our mind regarding the interpretation of these two halachas, Perek Gimel of Mila and Perek Yud of Malachim, the Rambam comes in a third source, Perusha Mishnah, Masechet Trumas, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, and the Rambam there is very, very clear, explaining why a non-Jew could be Mafresh Trumas Amaisis. The Rambam writes, Hu Ikar Etzleinu, that a non-Jew that wants to perform our mitzvahs, Mishtatas Imonu, Bekabolas HaSachar, Ulefichoch Maseyen Bemitzvahs Kayomin. The performance of a mitzvah by a non-Jew, as an example of Floshes Tumas Amaisis, is valid. Why is it valid? Because there is essence to his mitzvah and he partakes in Kabbalah HaSachar. So the Rambam makes it clear in three different sources that a non-Jew, if it is his wish to be Mekayim mitzvahs which are beyond what he is obligated to perform, Taryag Mitzvah Shebetoira, there is essence to the performance of those mitzvahs by a non-Jew, and he will participate in Kabbalah's HaSachar. Many Achloinim weren't aware, I think, of the Shittas HaRambam, and they took it as a given, as a simple assumption, that a non-Jew has Sheva Mitzvahs Meinoyach and nothing beyond that. The Or HaChaim in Parshas Yisroi states that as a simple assumption. The Chazon Ish Yoredei Simesamech Ozvav makes it very clear that a non-Jew cannot perform mitzvahs beyond the mitzvahs he was given, Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Harav Shach and Avi Yezri, first Perek of Hilchos Talmud Torah, assumed that a non-Jew cannot be Mekayim Tarei Mitzvahs, and then he writes that he became aware of the Rambam in Hilchos Malochim, and therefore he does not bring the other two sources of the Rambam, only the one in Hilchos Malochim and the Igros Moshe. Now Rav Moshe is very adamant about his understanding that a non-Jew could have no chelek v'nachalo b'taryag mitzvahs. And we find a very lengthy and interesting tshuva in Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Beis Semen Zayin. And Rav Moshe is so sure of his basic assumption that he goes to great length to explain the Rambam in different interpretations. I would not study, you know, in depth Rav Moshe's arguments. All I could say is, Hu emes yoyre darkoi. Pashtus divrei Rambam, as clear as sunlight in high noon. Kishemesh b'tzohorayim. The Rambam maintains that a goy could be Mekayim any of the Taryag mitzvahs and he will receive Schar kepashtes divrei HaRambam. I don't think there is any doubt about that. Velo kedivrei HaIgros Moshe. So Rav Moshe writes, there is no source in Chazal. Neither do the Nois HaKelim bring a source to the Rambam. I, Aniya Koton, argue that the Rambam might have had any of eight sources. So in this short shiur, I want to bring eight sources medivrei Chazal. Some of them in Bavli, some in Yerushalmi, some of them in the Midrashim, eight different sources. And I think that each and every one of these eight sources could be the basis of the ruling of the Rambam that a non-Jew could be mekayem mitzvos afal pi sheloi nitztavo behein. Source number one is actually the Chazal with which we started off today's shiur. Kiyam Avraham Avinu kol ha-Torah kula ad sheloi nitno, twice in Shas. Im lo vangarti tariag mitzvah shemarti. Rashi based on the Medrash in this week's parasha. So if the Oves had a din of Bnei Noach, this would prove that a Ben Noach could be mekabel tariag mitzvahs, not only sheva mitzvahs, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu would be happy with those mitzvahs, just as he was happy with the mitzvahs of the Oves HaKadoshim. I know that what I just said could aggravate very many people, and they could say, how could we be medama goyim, Gentiles throughout the ages, to the Oves HaKadoshim Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov? I'm very well aware of that distinction. We cannot bear any similarity between the common non-Jew on the street, whether it's in New York or Calcutta or Hanoi or wherever it is, to the Oves HaKadoshim. Reb Chaim Brisker made it very clear. The machloikis between the Rishonim is whether the Oves had a din of Bnei Noach, but the Jewish people definitely started off with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a Jew. It is totally unreasonable, unacceptable to even doubt for a moment. Our father Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, Ein Koyin Oves Elo Lishloisho, they were Jewish, and Kedushas Yisrael started off with them. But nevertheless, there is a Toisus in Bava Metzia, Ayin Aleph Omed Aleph. Two Terutzim in Toisus, but one of the two Terutzim Toisus say that a goy that wishes to be Mekabel al Atzmoi, the Isser of Ribis, that is valid, and he will receive Sechar, just as Avraham Avinu Kiyem Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Sheloi Nitno. So it is Toisus and not me that draws this parallel and this comparison. It is Tosfos that learns, K'moish Avraham Avinu Kiyem Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Sheloi Nitno, any goy throughout the ages could take upon himself the Isser of Ribis, even though the Torah deals with the Isser of Ribis for Yisroel, lo chicho lo yisashech, and so Tosfos makes the same argument. So this might have been source number one of the Rambam, when the Rambam says that a non-Jew could take upon himself to be Mekayem Mitzvos Afal Pi Shelo Nitztaveh Behen and Maseyem Bemitzvos Kayomin V'Yekabel Ketzas Sachar. There's a very interesting letter from the Rambam in Igrois HaRambam Igeres L'Rav Chasdai HaLevi, and the Rambam deals with the Shleimus of Abbas of Adam, the Shleimus of every individual, and the Rambam in his unique style explains that the Shleimus of a person is in two different realms, in two different fields. Number one, in his Hasoga, in his understanding, in his comprehension, in his achieving a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the realm of intellectual understanding, and the other is in the Midas. Midas Toivis, perfecting your Midas and your personality. And the Rambam proves his point. The Rambam says, Odom v'noyach v'ovois lo ikimu osateru klal uvevade lahayu lo hayu b'nei gehenoim. How could the Rambam state that the Oves lo ikimu osateru when Chazal say Avraham Avinu kiyem kol ha-Torah kula ad sheloi nitno, when the Medrash says tariag mitzvos shumarti, which is something I was perplexed about for a very long time. Maybe the Rambam maintains that there are midroshois chalukois, I don't know. Maybe the Rambam's kavona is that they weren't mechuyev in Talmud Torah. Minchas Osha Bereishis Siman Mem Beis, there's a very lengthy discussion about the concept of Kiyem Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Sheloi Nitno. And I brought many sources, and very basic and important sources, that explain their interpretation is not that Avraham Avinu was actually Mekayim the Mitzvos Lemaisa in the form we are Mekayim the Mitzvos, but B'derech min adrochim. The Ramban says they were oisik b'tamia mitzvahs b'seidus ha-Torah. Al pikabola, one would define the way the others were mekayim the mitzvahs. They were miyachid yehudim and metakan tikunim. But I don't want to get in a too broad way, dealing specifically with the Avos, I want to move on bringing more sources to the big Chiddush of the Rambam about Kiyum HaMitzvahs Al Yedei B'nei Noach. Source number two. Avoy Dezorah Gimel Omedalef, Bovakam Elamet Ches Omedalef. In these two places, Rab Meir says, Afilu Nochri, Akum She'osik B'Torah Reu K'Koyin Godoyl. Which is a very interesting statement. A non-Jew that learns Torah could achieve the greatness of a Koyin Godoyl. Some Achoyinim were troubled. That doesn't really sound very reasonable. The Koyin Godoyl is the holiest person. Shevet Levi is the holiest of the tribes. HaKoyanim are the holiest of Shevet Levi. The Koyin Godoyl is the holiest of the Koyanim. So, the common Goy She'osik B'Torah Reu K'Koyin Godoyl, how would one understand that? So there are various different interpretations. Rav Meir Simcha Meshech Chochma Parshas Vayero has an interesting approach, and he says, Chazal in this statement are referring to Avodas Koyin Godoyl B'Yom HaKippurim, which essentially was not in a positive connotation, but rather in a negative one. Lahasir Charon Af, Lechaper Avon. But the avoid of Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim wasn't Dveikus B'Noam Eloki. I'm using the words of Rav Meir Simcha because they're so poetical and so beautiful. The essence of the avoidus of Kohen Gadol was not Dveikus B'Noam HaEloki, but rather Hasarat Charon Af, Kaparat Avon. And that is what Chazal mean when they say Nochri She'osik B'Torah Reu K'Koyin Godoyl. It's actually a negative context. A goy cannot achieve true closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yachol lagi ledveikus b'noam Eloki. His Torah is only essentially he shouldn't be over on his various mitzvahs, and that is what Chazal mean when they say HaReu K'Koyin Godoyl. To me, it's a big doichik and far fetched. Chazal could have expressed this idea in a different way. To me it seems that when Chazal say Areu K'Koyin Godoyl, it must be in the positive sense and not in the negative sense. The Smak, Sefer Mitzvahs Kotlin, was one of the great Baalei HaTosfos. And in the Hakdama to Sefer HaSmak, he gives a more reasonable interpretation. He says, "Areu k'koyin godoyl shemitzvah l'roi memoy ulechavdoy ulefaroy." Just like we have a mitzvah v'kidashtoy to honor and respect Shevet HaKoyanim, and there definitely is a special mitzvah to honor and respect the Koyin Godoyl. In the same way, Nochri Shiyosek B'Toyra deserves due respect. And that is what Chazal mean when they say Harehu K'Koyin Godoyl. Not meaning in any way to say that a goy could achieve the greatness of a Koyin Godoyl. It is impossible. Chazal actually mean that Mitzvah L'Chavdoy U'L'Roi Memoy. But once again, in Pashtus, when Chazal say Harehu K'Koyin Godoyl, they mean Harehu K'Koyin Godoyl. So one would argue, maybe Chazal said it B'Derech Hafloga, B'Derech Guzma. But it definitely does indicate that a guy, She'osik B'Torah, could achieve great heights. I just want to quote Medrash, Yalkut Shimoni, Shoiftem Perek Daled, Oimer Ani, more or less. I don't have the Medrash before my eyes now, I'm quoting it from my memory, but more or less the Medrash says, Oimer Ani, Bein Goy, Bein Yisrael, Bein Ish, Bein Isho, Hakol Afi Masav, Ruach HaKoydish Shoira Olov. So the Medrash says that even a non-Jew could achieve Ruach HaKoydish. And that is maybe what Chazal say, Harayu K'Koyin Godoyl. So even if one would say Chazal speak B'Derech Guzma, B'Derech Afloga, maybe there's a certain degree of exaggeration, which is legitimate. Chazal many times speak B'Derech Afloga, but the Medrash also indicates Ruach HaKoydish Shoira Olav. I also want to bring the Rambam and Sofer Cheshmita V'Yoyel. And Sofer Cheshmita V'Yoyel, after the Rambam deals with the responsibilities and the privileges, the benefits of Shevet Levi, the Rambam writes, V'loi Shevet Levi b'lvad, ela kol ish v'ish mekol ba'ei olam, note, please. Kol ish ve ish mekol boi oilom. Asher nachoinu ruchoi vahavino madoi. Lamed lefnei Hashem laovdoi ulashorsoi. Ledeu es Hashem. Hoilach yosho kefisho sohu elokim. Harei ze neskadesh koidish kodushim. Viyi Hashem chelkoi venechlosoi. The Rambam says, kol ish ve ish mekol boi oilom. Definitely including non-Jews. Kol ish ve ish mekol boi oilom. The Rambam says, if he goes in the proper way, fulfills the requirements, Harezen is Kaddish Kodesh Kodeshim V'yeshem Chelkoi V'Nachlosai, wouldn't that be similar to Harehu K'Koyin Godol? The Radbaz writes there, Sofel Cheshmita V'Yoyvel, Miyoyshar Datoi V'Svarosoi Shor Rabbeinu, meaning that the Rambam has no source. It's just his own Svarah. I think maybe the Gemara in Bava Kama Lamed Ches is the source. Rab Meir, Nochli Shiyosi Betoira, Harehu Kikoyen Godel. So coming back to our discussion, it is obvious that a Goy Shiyosi Betoira has this Gula of Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Otherwise, why would he be Kikoyen Godel? Is it possible to maintain that by merely by learning the mitzvahs of Sheva, mitzvahs B'nai Noach, as a preparation to the observance of those mitzvahs, he is Kikoyen Godel? If it's only Hechshor mitzvah, then it definitely is a lesser schus than the performance of the mitzvahs. It is totally impossible to argue that a goy that's Mekayim Sheva mitzvahs is Kikoyen Godel. Every goy is required to be Mekayim Sheva mitzvahs, if not, he is Chayiv Misa. And if the essence of his Talmud Torah is only as a preparation to Kiyam HaMitzvahs, why would that be so noble, so lofty, so special? When Chazal say, Nochish Yosik B'Torah Rei Kikoyen Godel, the Gemara asks, to the contrary, Akam Shosik B'Torah Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara explains, B'Sheva Mitzvahs Shelehem. So the Goy is only entitled to learn Sheva Mitzvahs, so why is he Kikoyen Godel? So it is simple to me. Eisek HaTorah. He's an non-Jew. He doesn't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But in those portions of Torah in which he is allowed to learn, in those portions, he can have the schus of Talmud Torah, and Kedushas HaTorah is absorbed by him, and therefore he achieves great heights. Hu she'amru chachamim, harehu kekoyen godel, v'ruach hakodesh shorer olav. This would be source number 2 of the Rambam, that a goy could partake in the schus and in the award of Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Source number 3, and we're still in Bavli. In Avodah Zorah Samach Dalet, there's a machloikis, what is a ger toishev? A ger toishev is a non-Jew, not a ger tzedek. He is called a ger toishev because he is entitled to live in Eretz Yisrael amongst us, amongst the Jewish people. 3 opinions. What is a ger toishev? According to one opinion, kibbal al asmo shelo la'avod avodah zorah. Opinion number 2, kibbal al asmo sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach. Opinion number 3, mekayim kol mitzvahs atoyra, tayag mitzvahs besides nevela. Why is nevela an exemption? Because the Torah says, le'ger asher b'shorechu titnenoi v'ochel. So we can't expect a goy not to eat nevela. The Chazon Ish in Yerodeh Samech Chai is perplexed, and he asks, why would we want a goy to be mekayim tarayag mitzvahs? Mida mishol she'izbahu. Does that have any mamoshus? And the Chazon Ish explains, which to me seems a great doichak, his mitzvahs actually mean nothing, but we don't want our children to learn from him, and therefore we demand that he just goes through the acts, goes through the motions. And therefore he has to be mekayim the mitzvahs, which actually have no meaning to him. To me it's a great doichik, and I think this might be source number 3 of the Rambam. If there is a point in demanding from a ger toishev to be mekayim tarayag mitzvahs, then obviously when he is mekayim tarayag mitzvahs, it has meaning, it has significance. Yerushalmi Avodah Zorah Tesu Medalev. The Yerushalmi says, Liosid Lavoi, the Goyim will accept, take upon themselves Tariag Mitzvahs. Shenemar, Oz Afokal Karawamim, the Krobishem Hashem or of the Sheikh Mechod. But they won't be able to rise to the challenge after taking upon themselves Tariq Mitzvahs. They will fail, they will flunk the test, and that is what the other Pasuk says, Ninatko Esmo Yisroi Seimoi, that's a Pasuk in Tehillim. One might argue that that's only the Yosed Lavoi. But nevertheless, the Yerushalmi tells us, it's an Avodah Zarah Tesu Medalav, that the Yosed Lavoi, the Goyim, will take upon themselves Tariq Mitzvahs, and obviously, if they wouldn't fail that test, it would be their schus. So this might be an additional source that a goy could take upon himself Jewish mitzvahs, and not only Sheva mitzvahs of. Yerushalmi number 2, which is source number 5, is Yerushalmi in Demai, Mesechet Demai Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's a complicated sugya, but all I could say very short, very briefly is that Yerushalmi deans with a guy shekibel al atzmoi tumas ha-maisus, and according to one opinion, Yerushalmi were not allowed to be machshilim, were not allowed to give him tevel, because he took upon himself tumas ha-maisus shelo lechol tevel, indicating that a guy could take upon himself the isur of tevel and the mitzvah of a precious tumas ha-maisus. So he brought 3 sources from the Bavli and 2 from the Yerushalmi. I just want to continue and just mention that there's another Gemara, Chulin Tzadik Beis Medalef, which is actually source number 4 from the Bavli. Tzadik Beis Medalef and Chulin Chazal speak about Lamed mitzvahs shekiblu aleihem b'nei Noach, 30 mitzvahs that b'nei Noach took upon themselves. Rashi says he doesn't know what those mitzvahs are. There are 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Rashi says he's not aware of 30 mitzvahs. The Ramami Pano and Sefer Asorah Mamorois argues that if we go through the sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, the various different shittas, what are the 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach? If we add them all on, if we pile them all on, all the shittas, then we get 30 mitzvahs. I have 2 comments. Nobody in the Gemara says that Goyim are actually Chayev Bekulam. What we find is argumentation, which are the 7. Comment number 2, I try to figure it out and we're very far from 30. Even if we combine and add all the shittas on one to another, we still don't achieve the magic number of 30. So maybe the Rambam's interpretation is non-Jews are chayev b'sheva mitzvahs, but sometime along the way they took upon themselves 30, which would once again indicate that a non-Jew could take mitzvahs upon himself even though he's not mechuyev in those mitzvahs, and it does bear significance. Koheles Rabo, Parsha Aleph, Medrash Rabo, Chazal say Liyosad Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yotzi Kruz. There will be an announcement made, Liyosad Lavoi. Kol mi shelo yochol bosa chazir yavo v'yatol scharo. Oh, and that's going to be a very, very long line. I think everybody could imagine who's going to stand that line. All the Muslims of the world. Too many. The line is going to be too long. And we, B'nai Yisrael, will be a very shining minority. So obviously that announcement has to be fixed up. When the line is going to become so long, because I'll say, the Medrash says, no, there's going to be a correction to that announcement. And then the line is going to be a very short one. Only us, B'ni B'choyri Yisrael. However, what we do learn from this medrash is those people that were mechavan Hashem Shemayim and they didn't eat Bosa Chazer or Navelas or Tzeifesh Kotzim V'Ramoshim, even though they aren't Jewish, Yavo V'Yitlu Scharan, this could be an additional source that non-Jews could perform mitzvahs Afal Pi Shelo Nitchayvu Behem. The last source source number 8, is similar to the Yerushalmi I quoted in Avodah Zorah Daf Tes, Bereishis Rabbo Parshat Tzadik Ches in Midrash Rabbah. Melech HaMoshiach will give Bnei Noach Liyosid Levoi 30 mitzvahs. On one hand, we're dealing with Melech HaMashiach, similar to the Yerushalmi in Avodah Zorah Daf Tes. On the other hand, Shloisha Mitzvahs, similar to the Bavli, Chulin Daf Tzadik Beis. So Melech HaMashiach Liyosid Levoi will give Bnei Noach 30 mitzvahs, and they will fail to perform those 30 mitzvahs. Once again, this might be a source to the Rambam's big chiddush that non-Jews could perform beyond Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So these are the 8 sources, I think, upon which the Rambam might have based his chiddush, that a non-Jew could take upon himself Kiyum Mitzvahs beyond Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, actually part of Taryag Mitzvahs Sheva Torah. The Radbaz has an interesting comment in Perash Radbaz al Rambam in Perek Yud in Hilchas Malachim. The Radbaz says, Mesvora, he excludes Toshmishi Kedusha like Tefillin and Sefer Torah. And that's Mesvora Saradbaz without a specific source. And I think that Radbaz's feeling has tremendous weight and significance. Who am I? Who am I to testify? But I could feel in my heart what troubled the Radbaz. There are things that are unique for us and only for us, and that is Kiddusha, Tashmisha Kiddusha. I had an interesting anecdote this last Simchas Torah. There's a young black couple in our Shchuna that came from Ghana. One of the members of our community has business in Ghana, and he came to know this couple. So this young man and his wife, for the past 3 years, feel like Jews. They decided to tie their destiny to the Jewish people. And the person is medaktik b'mitzvahs. He wears tzitzis, he wears a yarmulke, and he's visiting Israel. And he's actually sitting in Kotel all day, sitting in Kotel and learning. He's not a Jew, because in Africa, in Ghana, no Beis Din is available to take care of his gedolos. I'm trying to help set him up in Eretz Yisrael to be Megaya. But he's a wonderful person. So Simchas Torah, he was dancing in Arbis Medesh at that office. The Gabbai assumed that he's Jewish. He has tzitzis. He davens. He learns. He's wearing a yarmulke, so they gave him a Sefer Torah. So I asked the Gabbai to take away the Sefer Torah from him without offending him naturally, without hurting his feelings, just to make believe they need the Sefer for someone else, because I felt that, well, we have to be mekar of such a person, and I really like him. I'm very fond of the person, but dancing with the Sefer Torah in his arms, that is something that is to be left to Am HaTorah, to Bnei Torah, to the Jewish people. Sha'amdu Ragleyam al Har Sinai. Along the same line of reasoning and of feeling of the Radbaz, Tashmisha Kedusha, Tefillin Sefer Torah is for us and not for them. And that was my feeling on this last Simchas Torah. So what we dealt with today is the question, the big Kiddush of the Rambam, that non-Jews could participate in Yiddish mitzvahs, and they will be mekabel sechar. And just speaking about non-Jews, there is a Shari Kedusha Reb Chaim Vital that I quote many times, and I think it's important. It's important to say, because many of us in our chinuch are taught to hate goyim. I don't want to talk today about cheating goyim and stealing from goyim and lying to goyim, which is a terrible thing which causes me a lot of concern and a lot of pain. The Torah is Sefer Yosher, our Oves Yeshorim, and we have to be honest and straightforward with everyone, with each and every human being on the face of earth. But Reb Chaim Vital writes in Shara Kedusha in Perek Dalet, Shara Dalet, that a real chassid should love every person, even a non-Jew. And this is not a quote from a progressive rabbi. This is Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital was the greatest Mekubel, All the Kisvei Ari that we have were composed by the Chaim Vital. Shari Kedusha wasn't written for the Goyim. It's the gates of holiness, Shari Kedusha of Chaim Vital, and it is in that sefer that he writes that a true chosid should love every person. So in this week's parasha, we learn the story of Yaakov being challenged and doing battle with an angel. And Chazal teaches that angel was Sori Shal Esav. That fight was not between an individual angel and an individual human being. It was between Yaakov and Esav, between Kodesh Bechol, between Kedusha and Tumah, between the Jewish people and Umis Woylo. And it is a fight that is ongoing, an ongoing battle, the Koldor of Adur. The Zayah of the Madrosha make it very clear. Noga bekaf yerech Yaakov, noga betzadikim shebechol doyer v'doyer. And that battle is an ongoing one that will reach its seif, its end, its final chapter, only b'yemos HaMoshiach, b'tikun olam b'malchus shakai. Why are we prohibited to eat the Gidanosha? The Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Gimel explains, because it is of utmost importance that we remember that fight, that struggle. As long as we will remember that struggle, Yisrael yamdu b'tzidkosom v'be'emunosom. It is from that struggle that we have our chizik throughout the ages. I want to add on to the Sefer Chinuch. Sometimes our situations seem to be beyond hope. We felt enveloped in despair, and we could see no glimmer of light or glimmer of hope. We didn't have to go very far back in history, just going back 65, 70 years to the times of the Holocaust. My father and mother were both there. They're both survivors. Most of their families were perished, and both my Zaydas and Bodas perished in Auschwitz. In those days, nobody could see a glimmer of light. Only very few great individuals never lost hope, like the Kreuzenberg Rebbe, Moiri Verabi. I once heard him say he lost a wife and 11 children. And I once heard him say, never for a moment did I have any questions. So sometimes in the course of our history, things will look so hopeless, and it is then that we have to remember the struggle between Yaakov and Sori Shal Esav. It was a hopeless struggle. How could a mortal, a human being, fight an angel from above? Does he have any chance? It was a hopeless struggle. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Yaakov, and therefore, V'yarki lo yocholoi. And the angel, Sori Shal Esav, was pleading with Yaakov, Shalcheni ki ho shachar, lo eshalecha chokiyem berachtoni. And the blessing the angel gave, Bal korcho yana omen to Yaakov. That is the eternal blessing. V'hi shom dolanu, shebechol doyer v'doyer, it is therefore that we have to remember this struggle, to have chizuk in the most desperate of times, in the darkest of days. In the end of Masechet Malkus, Chazal teach us that Taryag Mitzvahs are Ramach Mitzvahs Asei Keneged Ramach Yevorov Shalodom Shin Samech Hei Lav in Keneged 365 days of the year. In Zohar Kodesh, this parasha, we learn that each and every day has a kesher, has a connection with one of the lavim. And the Zohar says, Tisha B'Av has a kesher with Gidanosha. He doesn't explain why. What is the essence of that kesher? What does Tisha B'Av have to do with Gidon Noshe? My feeling is, it's so simple. It's so simple, because Tisha B'Av is that darkest of days, the most terrible of times. Two Beit Hamikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. How much suffering and pain, and how much rivers of blood flowed on Tisha B'Av. It is in those times, in the darkest of days, that we have to remember the battle, the struggle between Yaakov and Sodah Shalaisam, and the outcome of that struggle. V'yiga b'kaf yereichoi. Yaakov was pained, he was strained, he bled, he suffered. However, he prevailed, and that is what we have to remember. Yaakov prevailed. Yaakov is Yisroel, Yaakov is us. We are Yisroel, and we shall prevail. That is the lesson we have to learn and remember from the struggle between Yaakov and Sodah Shalaisam. The Sefer HaChinuch, in each and every one of the Tarya'ag Mitzvahs, gives some halachos, Tam HaMitzvah, Shoresh HaMitzvah, but he doesn't usually offer blessings. He doesn't write brachas. In this mitzvah, Mitzvah Gimel, he writes a brocha. And this brocha is with us. That is the brocha of Yaakov Avinu. V'yizrach lo'ya shemesh, the Torah says, and the Chinuch writes, Kishem shezorchu shemesh le'Yaakov Avinu lo'yishioi menatzaru min yasurim. Kein yizrach lo'nu shimshoi shel moshiach tzidkenu lo'yishienu menatzar b'mheiro v'yomeinu omein.